until 1937, 1 year before her death. It's very intense life. That should be in June or July, in 1937. On an early occasion, in the evening, I saw the Lord Jesus upon the cross. From his hands, feet, and side, the most sacred blood was flowing. After some time, Jesus said to me, "All this is for the salvation of souls. Consider well, my daughter, what you are doing for their salvation." I answered, "Jesus, when I look at your suffering, I see that I am doing next to nothing for the salvation of souls." And the Lord said to me, "No, my daughter, that your silent day-to-day martyrdom is incomplete submission to my will urges many souls into heaven. So we share not with our blood, but we are doing the will of God that we can help the souls. And when it seems to you that your suffering exceeds your strength, contemplate my wounds." So many times she was suffering and asked Jesus, "Where are you?" That's the time that you can understand. You offer this. "And you will rise above human scorn and judgment. Meditation on my passion will help you rise above all things." I understood many things I had been unable to comprehend before. So Jesus is telling her, upgrade knowledge of our suffering. July 9, 1937. This evening, one of the deceased sisters came and asked me for 1 day of fasting and to offer all my spiritual exercise on that day for her. I answered that I would. So that soul is in purgatory. I asked her to offer. From early morning on the following day, I offered everything for her intention. During Holy Mass, I had a brief experience of her torment. Even purgatory is terrible. Vanished through light of God. Although it's temporal, still. I experienced such intense hunger for God that I seemed to be dying of the desire to become united with Him, with the Lord. This lasted only a short time, but I understood that the longing of the souls in purgatory was life. So even for a few seconds, can't stand. Imagine, you don't know how many years or decades to be in the purgatory. You don't know. Immediately after Holy Mass, I asked Mother Superior's permission to fast. But I did not receive it because of my illness. She's too weak to fast. When I entered the chapel, I heard these words. "If you had fasted, sister, I would not have gotten relief until the evening. But for the sake of your obedience, which prevented you from fasting, obtain this relief at once." Obedience was great power. Sister, obedience of great power, because she is the professed obedience. Me too, but in a different degree, you know. So you can imagine, to be a saint, you have to observe your rules. This is your sanctum. After these words, I heard, "May God reward you." Next paragraph. "I often pray for Poland, but I see that God is very angry with it because of its ingratitude. I exert all the strength of my soul to defend it. I constantly remind God of the promise of His mercy. When I see His anger, I throw myself trustingly into the abyss of His mercy. I plunge all potent in it, and then He cannot use His justice. My country, how much you cost me. There is no day in which I do not pray for you. So I talk to the Chinese, pray for China. The same situation. That time, Poland was under the communists, the Moscow control. No God. Even China today, only prosperity in money. No God. Also, you can pray for China also. You have 400 years of freedom in religion. We don't have in China. Well, open the can, but you know, everything under control. A sentence from St. Vincent de Paul. The Lord always sets His hand to a task when He removes all human means and orders us to do a thing that exceeds one our strength. So St. Paul Vincent de Paul says, He gives you something that you cannot do it, but you can with the help of God only, not your human force. Next paragraph. Jesus. His word. From all my wounds, like from streams, mercy flows for souls. But a wound in my heart is a fountain of unfathomable mercy. From this fountain springs all graces for souls. The flames of compassion burn me. I decide greatly to pour them out upon souls. Speak to the whole world about my mercy. So Jesus really flowing, want to everybody participate. Only we don't want. That's how Jesus moves. Next. As long as we live, the love of God grows in us until we die. We ought to strive for the love of God. I've learned and experienced that souls living in love are distinguished in this, that they are greatly enlightened concerning the things of God, both in their own souls and in the souls of others. And complete souls and simple souls without an education are outstanding of their knowledge. So things about God is not because you study theology or you got a master's degree or you got a doctorate degree. It's a simplicity to obedience and to follow the will of God moment by moment with love, that you get the wisdom. Wisdom comes from the Lord. What St. Vincent de Paul says, you know, although you don't know how what to do, and it's so great for you to do it, don't worry. It's not you do it. Jesus in you do it. So that's a big thing for us. Next paragraph. At the light 14th station, Saints of Cross, I get a strange feeling that Jesus is going into the ground. When my soul is in anguish, I think only in this way. Jesus is good and full of mercy. And even if the ground were to give way under my feet, I will not cease to trust in Him. Next paragraph. Today, I have heard these words. My daughter, delight of my heart, it is with pleasure that I look into your soul. I bestow many graces only because of you. I also withdraw my punishments only because of you. You restrain me, and I cannot vindicate the claims of my justice. You bind my hands with your love. Jesus can't do much. Just because you love. Then the response of Jesus, if you have love, I cannot punish people. And Jesus is so good. Let's, July 13, 1937. Today Jesus has given me light as to how I should behave toward one of the sisters who had asked me about many spiritual matters concerning which she had doubts. But basically, this was not the question. She really wanted to find out my opinion in these matters in order to have something to say about me to the other sisters, just for gossiping, get materials to talk about, not with open hearts. Or if at least she had repeated the same words that I had spoken to her without distortions and additions, that means she put another words, another explanation of what she said, shared. Jesus put me on my guard in respect to her. I resolved to pray for her because only prayer can enlighten that soul. So even you spoke, doesn't have much. Pray for that person. You know, somebody is too stubborn. Can open their hearts. You are not the first person to do it. Let Jesus do it. You just pray for that person. Another paragraph. Oh my Jesus, nothing can lower my ideals. That is the love which I have for you. Although the path is very thorny, I do not fear to go ahead. Even if a hailstorm of persecutions cover me, even if my friends forsake me, even if all things conspire against me, and the horizon grows dark, even if the raging storm breaks out, and I feel I'm quite alone and must brave it all, still, fully at peace, I will trust in your mercy. Oh my God, and my hope will not be disappointed. So she can be in full darkness all her life, still believe the love of God, mercy of God. Today, when a certain sister who was on duty approached me in the refectory, I experienced severe suffering in the place, in the places of the wounds. I was given to know the state of her soul. I pray much for her. Another paragraph. Suddenly, sudden calming of a storm. There was terrible storm at night. I bowed my face low to the ground and started to say the litany of the saints. Towards the end of the litany, such drowsiness came over me that I could in no way finish the prayer. Then I got up and said to the Lord, Jesus, calm the storm, for your child is unable to pray any longer, and I am heavy with sleep. After these words, I threw the window wide open, not even securing it with hooks, and another sister then said to me, Sister, what are you doing? The wind will surely tear the window loose. I told her to sleep in peace, and at once the storm completely subsided. The next day, the sisters talked about the sudden coming of the storm, but I merely thought within myself, Jesus and little Faustina know what it means. So now you don't have to tell everybody what you have done. The same is in the wedding of Cana. Only Mary knows, Jesus knows, and then those servants. The rest, nobody knows. The 20th of July, 1937, I learned today that I am to go to Raqqa. I was not to leave until August 5, but I asked Mother Superior to let me go at once. I have not seen Father Andres at all and asked her to let me leave as soon as possible. Mother Superior was a little surprised that I wanted to leave so soon. But I did not explain the reasons for my wanting to do so. They will remain in secret forever. In these circumstances, I have made one resolution which I am going to keep. You know, even what you can written down, what she wants to do, why she wants to go earlier, and what she's praying for, she keeps silent. This part. He said to her, little Faustina and Jesus only. July 29th, I'm to leave for Raqqa today. I went into the chapel and asked the Lord Jesus for a safe journey. But within my souls, there was silence and darkness. I felt I was all alone and had no one to turn to. I asked Jesus to be with me. Then I felt a tiny ray of light in my soul as a sign that Jesus was with me, but after this grace, the darkness and shadows in my soul increased. So even Jesus accompanied her. She has to experience darkness. Then I said, your will be done. For everything is possible to you. This is faith. When I was on the train and gazed through the window at the beautiful countryside and the mountains, the torments of my soul grew even greater, even beautiful outside. The soul go into the tunnel of darkness. As the sisters welcomed me and began to surround me with their warmth, my sufferings redoubled. You see, when you have give grace to people, share grace at times, people enjoying and you have to suffer. I would have liked to hide and rest for a while in solitude. So hard when your soul is in darkness and complete no joy at all. And then come you face people, everybody is smiling and greeting you and you have no strength to respond. She wants to just live and get a place to cry and to recover herself. In a word, to be alone. At such moments, no creature is capable of giving me comfort. And even if I had wanted to say something about myself, I would have experienced new anguish. Therefore, I have kept silent at such moments and submitted myself in silence to the will of God. So at times you cannot overcome such some temptations or something you cannot advance, get over. You have to be patient. And that has given me relief. I demand nothing from creatures and communicate with them only insofar as is necessary. I will not take them into my confidence unless this is for the greater glory of God. My communing is with the angels. So our prayer, unique trust is in the Lord, not in any human being. Not that you don't love, but you love with the love of the Lord, love of God, but no expectation. Don't think I love you so much and you still little and no response, or even you turn away and you feel sad. No way. You love the love of Jesus for her. If she didn't respond, pray for her. It's not you do it. Jesus will continue to follow her. You know, you are not the Savior. I feel so unwell here, however, that I'm obliged to stay in bed. My goodness. I feel strange, sharp pains all through my chest. I cannot even move my hand. One night, I had to lie quite motionless, as it seemed to me that if I budged, everything in my lungs would tear. The night was endless. I united myself to Jesus crucified, and I implored the Heavenly Father on behalf of sinners. It is said that Maladies of the lungs do not cause such sharp pains, but I suffer the sharp pains constantly. They say they shouldn't be. Okay, Dr. Joe, you shouldn't have this kind of pain, although it's got problem in the lung. My health has deteriorated so much here that I must remain in bed. And another sister says, I will not improve because the climate of Raqqa is not good for every sick person. I could not even go to Holy Mass or yet receive Holy Communion today. But amidst the sufferings of body and soul, I kept on repeating, may the Lord's will be done. I know that your bounty is without limit. Then I heard the angel who sang out my whole life history and everything it comprised. I was surprised, but also strengthened. The angel by her side singing to comfort her. Another paragraph. Saint Joseph urged me to have a constant devotion to him. He himself told me to recite three prayers: Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be, and the Memorare, once every day. There's a Latin prayer. He looked at me with great kindness and gave me to know how much he is supporting this work of mercy. So Joseph, Saint Joseph, come out to console her. He has promised me this special help and protection. I recite the requested prayers every day and feel his special protection. I don't know what prayer kind of memorare. I think it's by praying for the dying, because St. Joseph is the patron for the dying. No? So memorare, it's a Latin word, means to memory. Memory, I mean memory of the dead, no? Of the sick. Maybe it's praying for the sick or praying for the dead. No. August 1st, 1937, one day retreat. A retreat of suffering. Oh Jesus, in these days of suffering, I'm not capable of any kind of prayer. The oppression of my body and soul has increased. Oh my Jesus, you do see that your child is on the decline. I'm not forcing myself further, but simply submitting my will to the will of Jesus. Oh Jesus, you are always Jesus to me. Can't do much. Jesus. There is complete darkness. Weak. Nobody understand. Even to Jesus, still the same. So, but still, Jesus trust in you, I trust in you. Jesus, you are Jesus, you are Jesus. Learn from this little prayer, no? At times you cannot solve the problems, you cannot do anything, so weak, so much suffering, you know what to do? For sin, exactly, experience these things, going through all these things, just nothing. Your will be done, your will be done. No. When I went to confession, I did not even know how to confess. However, the priest recognized the condition of my soul at once and said to me, despite everything, you are on the way to salvation. You are on the right path. But God may leave your soul in this darkness and obscurity until death, and the former light may never return. But in all things, abandon yourself to the will of God. You can imagine Mother Teresa of Calcutta. She experienced the same darkness in the later life of her life. She wrote to her confessor, spiritual director, I can't see anything now. Before it was so bright, and you know, the whole work of charity is so welcoming. Suddenly she felt no strength and no light at all. Next paragraph. Today I started the Luwina, the Lady of the Assumption, for three intentions. First, that I may see the Reverend Dr. Sopoko, spiritual director also. Second, that God would hasten this work, divine mercy. And third, for the intention of my country, for Poland. She has a heart for the country of course, you have a heart for the peace. Also, King, I ask you to pray for us, China. We need to have this kind of freedom in religion. August 10, today I'm returning to Krakow. In the company of one of the sisters, my soul is shrewd in suffering. I'm continually united myself to him by an act of the will. He is my power and strength. So although someone is accompanying her, still feel she need to have the strength from Jesus. May you be blessed, O Lord, for everything you sent me. Nothing under the sun happens without your will. I cannot penetrate your secrets with regard to myself, but I press my lips to the chalice you offer me. So although it's still darkness, she still wants to say yes. This is what we have to learn from her. Always yes to the will of God. Even you don't understand, even you're still in darkness. So let us